Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah wahidu yakta hai. Ek khuda bas tanha hai. Koi na uska hamta hai. Ek hi sab ki sunta hai. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You are watching The Early Echo. And once again, we echo from the country called South Africa, from the city of Durban. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the enormous blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, once again, welcome to all those who have just joined us. Alhamdulillah, once again, we are going to have a fantastic program right here in studio. And today our discussion, of course, is concerning, once again, a major crisis in society. It's a burning issue in society, dear viewers. It's something which we should have discussed some time back. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed it. And today, once again, we are going to be diving deep into this discussion and hoping that the viewers of Madani Channel will connect with us, inshallah, azza wa jal. So let's get started. We have a kalam as usual. We even have a question for the viewers of Madani Channel. And we are going to be welcoming our Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, inshallah, azza wa jalla, just in a moment. Before that, inshallah, azza wa jalla, let's understand what's our discussion. For those who don't know, this morning, inshallah, we are going to be talking about the Islamic method of overcoming procrastination. Since it's a burning issue in society and many people out there don't know the statistics and stats with regards to how many people out there in the world procrastinate and what are the harmful effects of procrastination. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we even have a question for today. Inshallah, it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly look at your screens and the question will be displayed on your screens, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And we move towards a segment called, Did You Know? Alhamdulillah. And the question for this morning is a very easy one, dear viewers. We are hoping that, inshallah, azza wa jal, our viewers will give us the correct answer. And the question is, after Fard Salah, which Salah is the most superior Salah? Subhanallah. After the Fard prayers, which prayer during the day and night is the most superior Salah? Now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we move towards our respected guest for this morning once again. Respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini At-Tari Salamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Zur?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. How is Mu'asaf keeping?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. So yes, Mu'asaf is here and we will take our seats for now. And as we have already asked our question for this morning, Maulana Sahib is here with us and we ask a question with relation to the Fard Salah, Maulana Sahib, which Salah after the Fard Salah is the most superior Salah. We are looking forward for the correct answer, inshallah, azza wa jal. And Maulana Sahib, aaj ka jo kalam hum sunane ja rahe hain, this is one of my favorite kalam, Maulana Sahib, that I really love listening to over and again. And no matter how many times I listen to this particular kalam, Maulana Sahib, it just stays fresh in the heart. And this kalam highlights the special bounties and blessings which Allah has bestowed upon Mustafa Jane Rahmah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This kalam speaks about the unmatched and unparalleled miracles which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yani He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a miracle from head to toe. And the kalam is, Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya.
Allah.
Kya baat hai Mohan sahab. To ikhtiyar ke hawale se aaj ek kalam sunte hain Mohan sahab. And when we do return, remember our discussion with regards to procrastination is very important. Stay locked in tune Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasul Allah. Woh jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں چاند کو توڑ دے، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں، وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں.
And this was our respected and honorable Abdul Azim Attari Sallamahu al-Bari with his melodious voice was enlightening our hearts with Nati Rasul Maqbool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Alhamdulillah, Maa Sahab, coming back to our discussion, and you know, many of our viewers out there may think that from an Islamic point of view, what procrastination and what solutions are we going to give to this burning issue in society? Just for the viewers out there to know, and you know, some survey was done, Mohsab, and this is a global survey with regards to the stats. Kitne log aise hain jo procrastinate karte hain? For procrastination in Urdu, Mohsab, we will say jo waqt zaya karte hain.
Aaj ka kaam kal pe talna.
Aaj ka kaam kal pe talna. To ise hum English mein procrastination kehte hain in English. So studies show that around 20% of adults procrastinate chronically, Mohsab. And it's within them, Mohsab. Chronically, 20% of adults procrastinate. Studies have also shown that around 50% of college students, Mohsab, procrastinate in a consistent and a chronic manner, Mohsab. This is a very dangerous situation. Or ye bhi kaha gaya, Mohsab, ki 75% consider themselves to be procrastinators. Allahu Akbar. 75 people ye samajhte ki haan, hum aaj ka kaam kal hi pe talte hain. Ye hamari aadat ho chuki hai. Whereas almost 80% to 95% of college students, har cheez gardishi mein, Mohsab. Uska khulasa hai, main jo samjha hoon, main jo samajh raha hoon. And everything which is in motion is successful, Mohsab. It is reaching its target. Dunya khud gardish mein hai. This entire world, everything is in motion. When anything stops in motion, Mohsab, then it will stop. For example, the blood in the body. Agar ye circular rahega, if it circulates around the body, it's fine. Insan chalta phirta hai, khata peeta hai, hasta bolta hai, har cheez kar raha hota hai. Lekin agar khun ka dolna band ho jaye, if the blood stops circulating in the body, it stops. Then the man will leave this world. Likewise, money rotates. It's not in one person's possession always. Aaj iske paas hai, kal kisi aur ke paas hai, parso kisi aur ke paas hai. Money also circulates. Everything is in motion day and night, good and bad, hot days, cold days, you know, good health, bad health. There's an opposite for each thing and everything continues. There's a cycle of life. Look at our age, how we have become. Now, Mohsab, it's a very dangerous thing. Make you is called dangerous care around. Please, dear your viewers of Madani Channel, listen to this survey very attentively. In one survey, Mohsab, 94% of people indicated that procrastination has a very negative impact on their life, Mohsab. Whereas, jinko pata hai ki aaj ka kaam ko kal pe talna, ye musibat wala kaam hai. And this is something which will actually cause more destruction and cause a person not to complete his task and his works for the next day. And the same work piles up and becomes a huge burden for a person, Mohsab. And then we start losing our health, we start complaining about hum kis tarah karenge. Yani, ye bhi dekha gaya, Mohsab, ek survey mein ye bhi pata lagaya gaya hai ki 64% of people جو یہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم چاہیں جتنا بھی ہم کوشش کر لیں کہ آج ہم یہ کام ختم کریں گے, لیکن وہ ختم ہوتا ہی نہیں ہے. محاسب ہم کوشش کرتے ہیں, یو نو جد و جہد کرتے ہیں, وی اسٹرگل اینڈ دیٹ ڈے ٹاسک فور دا ڈے, لیکن کسی نہ کسی طرح محاسب وہ ہو نہیں پاتا ہے. تو دیر آر 64% آف پیپل محاسب ہو کمپلین اباؤٹ دس اینڈ سے نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ آئی ٹرائی وہ کام ہوتا ہی نہیں ہے اور وہ ہمارے بس میں بھی نہیں ہے, تو ہم کو دوسرے دن کے لیے ٹالنا ہی پڑتا ہے. سو آلموسٹ اوور 50% آف پیپل کمپلین اباؤٹ دس محاسب. تو آپ اسی سے اندازہ لگا لیں کہ جب ہم اوروں کام یعنی اور کاموں میں ان ادر ورکس وین وی آر سو لیزی اینڈ وی لیو اینڈ پوسٹپون ٹوڈیز ورک فار ٹمارو, ہاؤ مینی صلاز ہیو وی پوسٹپون لائک دیٹ محاسب. ہاؤ مینی نفل عبادت اور فرض عبادت وی ہیو پوسٹپون کہ آج ہم نہیں کر پائیں گے, آج کی نماز ہم نہیں پڑھ پائیں گے, کل پڑھ لیں گے. استغفر اللہ علی اعوذ باللہ. سم پیپل پروکاسٹینیٹ فار ایکچولی جمعہ, ہو سکتا ہے چلو اس جمعے کو نہیں اگلے جمعے کو, کچھ لوگ ہو سکتا ہے عید کے لیے, عید کے حوالے سے بھی ایسے کرتے ہوں گے. سو سچویشنز آر ڈفرنٹ اینڈ بیکمنگ اے ہیبٹ محاسب, میکنگ دس پارٹ آف یور لائف, کہ بس ایک بندے کی عادت ہی ہو جاتا ہے کہ ہی کین ناٹ پروکاسٹینیٹ, میننگ ہی ہیز ٹو پروکاسٹینیٹ, ہی ہیز ٹو ڈیلے, ہی کین ناٹ جسٹ کمپلیٹ دی ٹاسک آن ٹائم. ان فیکٹ محاسب, آئی آلسو وانٹ ٹو شیئر ا ویری بیوٹیفل یو نو article of our mubaligh of Dawood Islami mashallah, who has written a very beautiful article, Muhammad Danish Attari from Jamiatul Madina Faizane Bukhari mashallah, which is in Karachi. When he wrote an article called the root of all loss mashallah, yani ise jad taslim kaha gaya hai ya taslim qarar diya gaya hai ki it is the root of all problems. Agar aaj hum kisi bhi musibat mein hai, then ask yourself, why am I in this problem? Why am I unable to reach my target? Why am I unable to open my business? Why was I unable to accomplish my task or my goals for the year? 2022 passed, Mohsab. In the beginning of the year, in January 2022, a lot of people had targets for the year.
Yeah.
Some dropped after 1 month. Some dropped after 5 months. Some dropped by the end of the year. Some gave out hope in the new year.
Allah.
Whereas many have new resolutions. What is the root of all loss? He says, by granting human beings intellect and reasoning, he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla distinguished them from the rest of creation. Who? Insan. And he says, man continues to succeed in all walks of life. How? He says, our pursuit of success is an almost inseparable aspect of who we are as humans. He says, Mohsab, yet many fail to succeed. Though, he says, take a look around how people enjoy the achievements. Religious and worldly achievements, those achievements reveal the secret to success, promptness and punctuality, Mohsab. The secret of the fancy cars, the secret of living in fancy homes, the secret of living a comfortable life. What is the secret behind this? The secret behind this success is revealed, Mohsab, with regards to their promptness, their sharpness, their punctuality, how they appreciate time, how they value time, how they value money, how they do not extravagantly spend, how they do not procrastinate like many procrastinators out there, Mohsab. What is the secret ingredient behind successful people, Mohsab? Agar hum sirf us waqt ko جو ہمارے ہاتھ میں, یعنی غریب کے پاس بھی ہے امیر کے پاس ہے, یہ ایسا چیز ہے محاسب, چاہے امیر ہو غریب ہو سب کے پاس ہے وقت, ٹائم ایوری ون ہیز, لیکن امیر کس طرح سے اس کو یوز کرتا ہے اور غریب کس طرح اسے یوز کرتا ہے. A person who has no knowledge of how to spend time will procrastinate. And what's up, this personality, Muhammad Danish Attari Madani,
mashallah,
mashallah, he then gives us some Madani pearls. He says, realization is one point, to realize that I have to take ownership of this task, Mohsab. Yeh cheez hum nahi kar paate ki misal ke taur pe a person has to achieve something by the end of the day. He knows it behind in the mind ki karna hai, lekin the biggest problem is that hum sab yeh kehte hain ki are waqt hai na haath mein, baad mein kar lenge, abhi to 5 ghante baki hai, baad mein kar lenge. This is what causes the problem, Mohsab, ki ab baad mein kar lenge, abhi hai na time, sham tak to time hi time hai. تو وہ شام پھر ہوتا ہی نہیں ہے مواضح, وہ شام تو آئے گا ضرور لیکن پھر وہ بندہ نا مواضح اس کے پاس ٹائم نہیں رہے گا, بیکاز another work, another task will come his way, مواضح, in place of that what he was supposed to do. If a person analyzes his day, مواضح, and he sees how many minutes, how many seconds, how many hours I did have on hand, it's our own mind that we have believed and said that I can't make the time. But if you really deep dive, you dive deep into this subject, Mohsab, and scrutinize and do a self-introspection as to how am I not making the time? What am I doing wrong? How can I not find the time, Mohsab? we will find that there are so much of time that we spend uselessly. We have just thrown that time away, daydreaming, planning things which are not relevant for the day, speaking on subjects and matters which aren't concerning your day or for your work that you got to do. On the phone, 15, 20 minutes talking about work, talking about business. People say it's important, but Moasa, speaking about other people's lives is not going to make your life better. Speaking about what this person cooked and what that person fried yesterday, what they had for supper, what they're going to have for breakfast. What other people's lives got to concern us, Moasa? I mean, this way, ghibats are done, backbiting is done, slandering is done. How many doors of sins are then open? And a person then procrastinates, I've got enough time for the day. The person who says this is the one who spends hours of time sometimes. Sometimes, illa mashallah, we say. So, Mohsab, this is the part where we need to realize that. In the next point, he says, Mohsab, we need a to-do list. Any points for this, Mohsab? How can people become productive? A lot of people say, no, Mohsab, it's right here. Yes. Any madani pearls for that, Mohsab?
Actually, anything that is not planned or written down is just wishful thinking.
Acha.
It's not planning.
Wishy hai.
Yeah, it's just a wish. And wish comes and wish goes.
Allah.
But our plans, if we penned it down, if we really made our plans, we made irada.
Kya baat hai ji, kya baat hai.
That is planning.
That is planning, huh? Yeah. MashaAllah. So, kis tarah planning kar sakte hai, Mohsab? The person in a house, ab koi kahega ki main, bhai, main ghar mein hoon. I'm a housewife. Some may say I go to work morning to evening. But ghar ke kuch kaam nahi ho paate hain. Office ke bhi kaam kuch nahi ho paate hain. Isse program karna padega, Mohsab. A person has to put a pen and paper to this, Mohsab.
Definitely.
He has to note down his tasks for the day. And one should not trust his own intellect, Mohsab. As you said, khayalat aate jaate rehte hain din bhar mein. Kitne khayal aaye, kitne khayal gaye. To ye kaam phir hum bhool jaate hain. Kitne baar aisa hota hai ki hum sham jab ho jati hai, hum kehte hain, arey, I forgot to complete the task for the day.
Allah.
Had I remembered. And sometimes, Mohsab, we are then blaming each other. Why you never remind me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Isi mein kitne jhagde bhi ho jate hain, Mohsab. Kitne martaba hum ek dusre ko blame karte hain ki bhai aapne remind kyun nahi kiya, aapki zimmedari thi. Samne wala kehta hai ki meri zimmedari kahan se thi? How was it? So, hum likhte kyun nahi hain, Mohsab? Is this part of the tariqah of the pious predecessors, Mohsab?
Actually, it was harder in previous times for us to jot down things and make notes and set priorities and everything. Nowadays, we got so many means, you know, one hatif that is with us at all times, you know, this phone. It has, nowadays, most phones, they come with voice assistant. If you're feeling lazy to even open an app and notepad or type, you know, you can just activate the voice assistant. Okay, remind me this to do at a certain time.
Yeah. Having those facilities on hand and not using those facilities. Mohsab, it has been stated that I actually heard it from Mohsab with regards to those programmings on the phone that can save your eyesight from being damaged, Mohsab. For there are certain radiance and lights into the phone, into the new technology, which could damage. But they have programmed or they have made and designed such functionalities, Mohsab, which could reduce the risk of damaging one's eye.
Yeah, the eye strain, blue the light filter. They just change the color temperature of the screen, so it is more like how the evening time is. Dusk. It's more yellowish tone, reddish tone, twilight.
Yes.
So it goes something like that. So it's not very harsh on your eyes.
On the eyes.
You won't have problem falling asleep because when the blue light filter is on, that means the blue light is on the real color of the tone of the picture. Then it is as broad daylight. So your mind is confused now, whether it's day or night. You know, but your subconscious, your active self knows whether it's day or night. But your subconscious, it gets fooled by that light of the screen. Therefore, if you dim the light or just turn the tone of the screen color to reddish tone like a twilight, then it helps to train your subconscious that, you know what, it is nighttime now. It is time to sleep. Tomorrow is another day, inshallah. And the more we mobilize ourselves, the more we keep ourselves occupied physically, the better it is. Because as it is the famous saying, harkat mein barkat hai, you know. And it is a law of physics I can relate to is what stays in motion, stays in motion.
Allah.
Like momentum. What is momentum? We all drive cars, right? And the momentum, when you put the first gear in, it takes the most amount of fuel and the most amount of power it takes. And then when the car is already in motion, then you can put the second, third, fourth and the top gear, right?
Love
but that. If the car is not already in motion, not there yet, then you cannot engage the fifth gear. Why? Because it's not in motion.
Allah.
But when it's set in motion, then you can take it in any direction. Same is the case with the missile, you know, when it's flying into the orbit. Whatever fuel it takes to take off, maybe from here, exiting the orbit of the Earth, it's the same fuel it takes from there until it reaches the moon.
Allah.
Meaning the most amount of fuel is taken just for it to take off.
So the takeoff, Mohsab, yani jo hum first gear, din ka jo pehla hissa hai, isi liye kaha bhi gaya hai hadithon mein ki Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed the barakah for the day in the early parts of the morning, Mohsab. It is in the beginning parts of the morning, subhanallah. Aur kaash hum is subah ke waqt ko istemal mein le aaye aur give it your best first gear shot, Mohsab, with your most energy levels being high, with exercises, with starting with zikrullah. Actually, with starting with tahajjud salah, fajr salah, zikr azkar se shuru kare. Or then put yourself into that motion and become so momentum that you have consistency, Mohsab. Istiqamat bhi ho, consistency bhi ho. And bid farewell. Ji haan, bid the farewell to laziness, Mohsab.
Subhanallah.
Do not say this. Laziness is perhaps the number of one obstacle to doing things on time. This is that one obstacle that people can't move this off the way. We are all often convincing ourselves that we have plenty of time on hand. Abhi bahut waqt hai. Abhi is cheez ko hum salam kar lein. Is cheez ko dur kar lein.
Riyazat ke yahi din hai.
Riyazat ke yahi din hai. Ab budhape mein kaha himmat. Jo kuch karna hai. So ab kar lo. Abhi nuri jawad tum ho. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful couplet. Huzoor Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has mashallah composed to awaken our minds, Mohsab. Alhamdulillah, chale calls ki janib ab jaate, Mohsab. We asked a question earlier with regards to what is the most superior salah after the fard of salah. Ab waqt aa chuka hai ki hum nazreen ki janib jayein aur dekhein ki hamare nazreen ne jawab kya diya hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji, let's take in the first caller for this morning.
My answer to the question is witr salah.
Okay, we will have a look at that just in a moment. Let's take in the second caller, please.
MashaAllah, a very beautiful program. My answer to the question is sunnah salah. Jazakallah.
Sunnah salah, okay. So we have two options, Mohsab, to choose from. We have one brother says witr salah, the other says sunnah salah. I have asked what salah is most superior after the fard action, after the fard salah, yani. Which other salah is most superior? MashaAllah, the brother says sunnah, one brother says witr. Mohsab, we have like just 7 minutes before we come to the end of today's morning program, and I think we can accommodate just one caller more, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Let's see. Ji.
My name is Saeed Ramadan from Durban. Is another salah is tahajjud salah.
Saeed Ramadan from Durban says the other salah is tahajjud salah. MashaAllah, tahajjud salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla hame tahajjud ki tawfiq ata farmaye, Mohsab. May we be unable to read the salah. What blessings are in the salah is amazing. But let's have a look at the correct answer. Ji haan, apne screens ki janib dekhein. And the question and answer will be displayed on your screens. And the answer is the salah of the night. Subhanallah. The salah of the night. Though the brother said witr salah, sunnah salah, and tahajjud salah. Any other salahs were left, Mohsab? Somebody should have said ishraq and awabeen in charge as well. However, mashallah, we have this as the answer. The night salah is the most superior salah after the fard salah. Subhanallah. Explaining this, Mohsab, this can be said that alhamdulillah, in the conclusion of this answer, the night is divided into three parts. And the last part, the last portion of the night, holds a lot of significance and virtues. People who supplicate during those moments, the du'as are also answered. Ibadat and du'a made and salah read during those moments, the moment before the morning kicks in, Mohsab, are regarded as a very special moment. And salahs in that moment performed holds a lot of virtues and blessings. So, of course, it is regarded as the most superior salah at night. Night refers to the last portion of the night. May Allah Azza wa Jalla once again grant us the ability that we may have these targets in our to-do list as well, Mohsab. To-do list mein agar hum ye bhi likhein ki aaj humne groceries khareedna hai, aaj dukaan pe jana hai, aaj humne ye karna hai, to-do list mein bhi ye likhna hai, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we should write it that I will wake up for tahajjud salah tomorrow. I will put my alarm for salatul fajr tomorrow, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And when you do this, you are trying to make yourself punctual, you are trying to be realistic. You have to be realistic because this is the purpose of our creation, Muasab.
Yeah.
And this will allow a person to understand the importance of valuing time and not to procrastinate. Remember, successful people value the present and live in the now, Muasab. They live in the present time, in this current moment. They don't live in the moment which is not there. They live in that moment, prioritizing every task that they get, every moment that's given to them. They understand the importance of that task and they carry out that action and never say, "Isko hum kal dekhenge." Bhai, jo aaj kar sakte, wo aaj kar hi le aam.
Subhanallah.
Warna kal kisne dekha hai, Maa sahab?
And even if they leave it for tomorrow, they schedule it in such a way.
Yes.
Because there was no time in this schedule to get that work done. But they schedule it in such a way that it doesn't get left at the mercy of, yes, someday, one day, I'll do it. When you hear somebody say, I'll do it one day, I'll do it someday. Someday and one day never
comes. And as you said, someday and one day, this thought also comes to mind. Some procrastination could actually lose or make a person have a bigger loss than a smaller loss. For example, do bhaiyo mein jhagda hai. And one procrastinates. He made his intention, name, maafi maangunga, lekin abhi nahi, baad mein. Baad mein. Baad mein. Whether it's between brothers, whether it's between friends, business, competitive, or partners, whether it's any relationship you have with people, and it is spoiled for some reason, and people are procrastinating in order to break the ice. This is to make you lose the reward which you could have got if you were the first to approach Masa. Allahu Akbar. Just focus for a moment. Between Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, there was a little tough. There was no conversation. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu went to break the ice. And he goes to the smaller brother, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he says to him that, Ajara, you the smaller brother, go to the bigger brother. Say that, no, this is the story and it's over. Because at the end of the day, you are the smaller one and he's the bigger one. You should show respect to him. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, given such a beautiful answer, he says, yes, I'm aware of that, but I have heard from my blessed father, my Nana Jan, that the one who makes pahal, the one who forgives first, will be the one to enter Jannah first as well. Allahu Akbar. Oh, he's my bigger brother. I don't want to enter before him, so I'm actually waiting for him to come. Subhanallah. Look at the mindset, Muasab, of how they think. And if we had to procrastinate, Muasab?
It is just for our own nafs.
Our own nafs. Yes. And sometimes there's no reason for that. Some people are procrastinating to phone their father and mother to check up on them. Are they okay or not? Ek hafta ho gaya, humne unko phone nahi kiya. Kal kar lenge, parso kar lenge, narso kar lenge. Hote hote, mahina guzar jata hai. People haven't spoken to their siblings or brothers or family members for years like this. Procrastinating. May Allah forgive us. May Allah make us value our time. As Muasab, you quoted Imam Shafi'i the last time, mashallah. Yeah. Imam Shafi'i says, time is like a sword. Before it cuts you doing useless things, you use the time doing right things, Muasab. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us. Now we have come to the end of the program. Any parting words from your side, Muasab?
Chronic procrastination. One is procrastination, we all do, right? We all guilty of it. But sometimes it's negligible, you know. Okay, I don't feel like doing it now, you know. I'm feeling a little bit tired. I'll do it this time, inshallah. And then you do get to do that.
Right.
It doesn't take a backseat. It gets done. That is like once in a while. That's healthy. That's fine. The problem is the chronic procrastination.
That's within the person.
Yes, it's ingrained in you. This is not something you occasionally do. This is your way of life.
Allah.
That is the problem. And 20% of the population is procrastinating chronically.
And then the fact that 16% of them say is they are very badly affected by it, Masab.
Yes.
Yani, 95% were saying, hai wahan pe. Aur unme se 16% said, bhai, wo sab hai nahi, balki bahut khatarnak cheez hai wo. It is a very dangerous situation that people have destroyed their lives. Yani, agar hum ye bhi dekhe, Masab, stats mein, ki kaise shadi shuda log jo baithe hain, jinki shadiyan nahi hui hain, because of procrastination. People who have not got jobs today because of procrastination. People who are married or their marriages have broke because of procrastination. People who are widows. Why they aren't getting married? Also because of many of them have said because of procrastination. So controlling, Allahu Akbar, you know, controlling for age, procrastinators are more likely to be single rather than married, Masab. You'll find many procrastinators out there single than married. So there is a bridge, Masab, you know, correlation between this to understand. And people have explained this, but a large, scale global study have mentioned that majority of the people out there, Masab, are procrastinators on. They are such procrastinators that their parents are fed up of them. Parents have left this world complaining about children who could not take care of their parents because of this bimari and sickness. So is dor mein jo ek bahut bada masla hai mohsab wo masla ye hai ki people are not using and utilizing the valuable time on hand. This is the problem. How procrastinators have destroyed their lives. So you get the average procrastinators, you get the severe procrastinators, you get the primary depressed procrastinators, you get the procrastinate, you know, day and night. So there are different types of procrastinators, Mohsab. We don't know which category we fall in. After analyzing ourselves, we will get the real answer. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And I leave you with the maqsad and mission of your Dawat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.